भगवद्गीता 10.1 श्री भगवान उवाच भूय एव महाबाहो शृणु मे परमं वचः यत्तेहं प्रियमाणाय वक्ष्यामि हितकाम्यया। सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग। श्री भगवान उवाच, दिस इज स्टार्ट ऑफ द 10th चैप्टर। द 10th चैप्टर इज ऑफन नोन इन वेरियस वेज। वन ऑफ द वेज, द मोस्ट कॉमन वेज, विभूति योगा, the opulence of the absolute, as Srila Prabhupada translates it. And that is one of the major part of the chapter. Although, of course, Chatushloki Gita also comes in this chapter. And this is one of the several chapters in the Gita which start without a question being asked by Arjuna. Krishna speaks of his own accord, pursuing the themes which were addressed in the previous chapter. So, in this chapter, Krishna will talk about his supreme position to reinforce the message of devotion which he had talked about in the previous verse and which he will stress further, elaborate further in this chapter. So here he states, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Bhuya Eva Mahabaho Shunu Me Paramam Vachaha Bhuya Eva. Again, I'll speak, O Mahabaho, O Arjuna. It's interesting, Krishna is, the word Mahabaho is used as a generic reference for Kshatriyas because they are expected to be very powerful. With their arms, they are expected to protect, they are to chastise the wrongdoers and protect the citizens. So, either the Kshatriya, so both Arjuna, so Krishna sometimes refers to Arjuna as Mahabaho. And Arjuna also refers to Krishna as Mahabaho. Bhuya eva Mahabaho. Bhuya means again, certainly. Again, certainly, Arjuna, shrunu here. Param, shrunu me paramam vachaha. These are my topmost words. Yatte ham priyamanaya. Because I consider you very dear to me. Priyamanaya. Priyamanaya. Vakshami hitakamyaya. Vakshami, therefore I speak, hitakamyaya, desiring your benefit. So what we need to acknowledge or recognize is that Krishna at his very best is a person who is in no way detach from us. No, Krishna, when I say Krishna, there are multiple manifestations of God and Krishna is Bhagavan, and they are at one level non-different. But another level, there is a difference between the various manifestations of God, and the defining difference is that among these various manifestations, it is Krishna who is the highest manifestation, in the sense that He is the personal manifestation, the fully personal manifestation, and the personality and the affection of the living beings for Him is actually manifested in Him the most. Yes, the Paramatma is also affectionate, but the Paramatma also has a function. And a social worker or a person who is working for the, the reformation or the elevation of people who are in trouble, that person can be overly affectionate. But a person who has the role of a judge, that person has to have a disposition of objectivity, of distance, of detachment, by which the proper assessment can be done, and wherever in cases the a certain correction has to be done, the correction can be done. Now, in the case of Krishna, as a Paramatma, he is more like a judge. But as Bhagavan, he is the Lord who manifests love, reciprocates love with his devotees, and invites all living beings to the level of pure love with him. Thus it is that Krishna is the all-attractive supreme. Thus it is that Krishna is the person in whom the loving nature of the Absolute becomes very endearingly manifested. So here, what we see is Krishna expressing his affectionate concern for Arjuna in several verses, several points actually. First is that he says, Hitakamyaya, I desire your benefit. Now we can desire another's benefit in a distant way also. Or for example, if we see a beggar on the street, we may desire, oh, this beggar should not suffer. Maybe we can give some food. Maybe we can give some money. And that way, we can help that beggar. Hitakamyaya. But it is not that that benevolent disposition towards someone does not necessarily mean that we have an affectionate relationship with that person. You know, we would not expect, if we give some alms to the beggar, we would expect that beggar to go away. We would not expect that the beggar would constantly be there with us all the time, again and again asking us for things. Priyamanaya means that where we expect, we actually have affectionate relationship for that person. So Krishna is not just giving some good advice, as it is said somewhere else. There is nothing as easy to give or nothing that is as freely given as good advice. But Krishna is not just giving good advice, he is actually concerned. And he is, as we will see later in the Mahabharata, after the Bhagavad Gita gets over, that he is by the side of Arjuna, helping him through thick and thin. So Priyamanaya. Priyamanaya means that Krishna is here to help Arjuna attain success. And he loves him. That is why Krishna has taken on the role of a charioteer. So he's not only assisting him as a menial assistant, but he's also going to assist him by being strategically placed close to him as a counselor. And further, Krishna is stating over here, so Krishna's affection is first seen directly through these words, Hitkamyaya and Priyamanaya. But along with that, Krishna is also saying that Paramam Vachaha. He is saying that these are the supreme words, the topmost words I am speaking to you. And further, he is saying, Bhuyaiva. I have spoken these earlier, I am speaking these again to you. So that there is no ambiguity about what the essential message is that I am giving to you. So that you know clearly what is to be done. And then he of course uses the word Mahabaha to convey his regard for Arjuna's prowess. Bhuyaiva Mahabaha. Shunume paramam vachaha. Yatteham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. This is such a affection-filled start. Now sometimes, when a class starts, say a professor is teaching a student, the professor may start with a quick review of the subject. Okay, so today we will discuss about the worldview present in William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Or today we will discuss about the economic improvement in India post-independence. What are the subject is being discussed? The professor may just give a quick summary of what the subject is going to be discussed. But if it is a affectionate, intimate relative speaking, say a son is going abroad for education, or son is going abroad for, or a daughter has just got married and is going to her house. At that time, the mother may speak some words, or the son is going abroad for education or business. The father may speak some words. Now, this is not an academic lesson. This is a intimate words of affection and guidance. So, Krishna is in that mood when he says he's going to speak. Yes, the content is lofty and philosophical, but the mood is affectionate and intimate. And this is what makes the Bhagavad Gita so endearing, that it blends erudition with affection in an endearing combination. And this we will see again and again, and especially in the 18th chapter towards the conclusion of the Gita. But we get a prelude of that here in this opening verse of the 10th chapter. Thank you.